I turned the work iron into my pen. The artistic and professional story of Francesco Gino Medici. Francesco Medici was born in Ome in the Contrada of Cerezeta in 1924. Son of a stone cutter, he learned the art of engraving stones since he was a little boy. But later he learned the art of wrought iron, working by a smith workshop. At the age of 17, in 1941, he worked in a great factory of war weapons in Breda. Here, outside the working hours, using materials and utensils found in the factory, he began to dedicate himself to carving. His abilities and passion are so evident that the factory decided to place him beside a carver. It is now that the vocation of Medici carver is clear. Called into the arms in 1943, after the 8th of September, was interned in a concentration camp in Danzica, in Poland, and destined to work in a shipyard where he managed to find the occurring things to secretly realize small works in iron, rings, medals, initials, who made him popular among both Russian and Italian prisoners. Come back to Italy in 1946, he was employed as a carver at Franchi in Brescia, known factory of sportive weapons. In a few years, he became the best carver of the factory, and his name went beyond the borders, acquiring international fame. At the same time, while working in the Medici factory, he dedicated himself in his own laboratory to the carving of golden portraits and other precious metals. The medal art becomes for him one of the fields of experimentation and main other activities. He was busy in doing sculptures, taking inspiration from the Bible. He dedicated himself also to wood sculpture, but mainly the one of iron, attending the smithy of his friend Andrea Veroldi. He realized sculptures in wrought iron and refined compositions in iron and gold. Once Andrea Veroldi disappeared, the last myth of Ome Mallet, Francesco Medici has become one of the most convinced supporters of the conservation of the smithy and followed the first phases of the way leading to turning it into a museum.